The novel coronavirus, or COVID-19, has drastically changed the way we live our lives, both globally and locally. When schools and businesses closed, students were forced to stay home and make sacrifices in their daily lives for the good of public health. I sat down with a few students to discuss what this new reality looked like for them in the days after these big changes and how they're feeling about the future.
My name is Lily Weber. I'm 16. I go to Glenwood Springs High School, and Andy Zanko was my uncle.
So when did you first find out about COVID-19?
You know, I'm not really sure. I think I heard about it like here and there. The real first time I really ever talked about it was my history class. I'm in U.S. history with Mr. Peters at Glenwood Springs High School. He likes to keep up with current events. And I just remember, you know, class by class, it would be like, oh, well, there's this disease in China. Oh, there's this virus. Oh, people think, you know, it's getting pretty bad. And, oh, it could come to the U.S. Hope China's doing okay. But, you know, glad it's not here. And then eventually it was, oh, wow, hey, this virus made it to the U.S. And I was like, oh, well, tell me more. What is this thing? Because I didn't really know much about it. I didn't really know what it was. It was kind of all very sudden that schools started closing. First, my state championship for mock trial got canceled. I qualified for the state championship. I was in the Post-Independent, my entire team, about how, oh, yay, we made it, and then it got canceled the day we were supposed to leave. But, yeah, that's basically the progression in my life of how I found out about it and all that.
When did you feel like it really sunk in for you?
Definitely when state was canceled. I didn't think anything would ever cancel the state tournament. It was a good year. My team and I'm on the varsity team. We worked so hard. And then to have it canceled was so sad. And then, of course, I'm in band classes and it's been hard, you know, not being able to play with my friends. Our jazz band is a really tight group of friends, and I really love my band teacher, and it was so nice to have two band classes in my schedule every day, you know, the symphonic, like, symphony-ish band, and then there's jazz, and I love both of them so much, and it's hard to not even have my instruments there at school. It's nice to be able to play with people, and it's hard. You know, not being able to meet up with friends because everyone's saying, hey, keep your teenagers at home. And I'm a teenager and trying not to hang out with a lot of people.
Have there been any opportunities to discover online ways to connect through music with your friends?
Not really. You know, it's really hard to play. Video calling is so laggy that it's really hard to do that. So it's mostly just by myself, but I am still playing music. It's just a bummer that the social aspect of it is killed for now.
When school closed, how did your family react?
My mom works for the schools. So it was kind of a, okay, well, let's just relax. It's a longer spring break. I think it was when they said just a couple days ago that school is closed for longer than 2 weeks. We're not going to be able to go back until April 20th is now the date. That is kind of like, oh, what am I supposed to do through all this time? So my family is trying to just stay inside and keep ourselves entertained, just trying to keep me busy,
right.
Keep themselves busy.
What do you expect to do with your time for the next few weeks?
Definitely going to be watching a lot of movies and TV shows, a lot of YouTube videos, a lot of playing guitar, just texting friends, probably walking my dog a lot as far away from town as I can get, and lots of naps. That sounds good. I'll just take lots of sleep, take baths, you know, relax, not do homework, but of course, starting in about 10 days, we got online school.
Have you been practicing self-isolation or social distancing?
I've really been working on it, you know. It's hard, though. You know, it's supposed to be spring break. I'm supposed to be with friends. So I've hung out with friends a couple times, but we've been trying to stay outside and keep our distances from each other. But yeah, I'm really starting to take the social distancing seriously. You know, as everyone keeps saying, it's not about me catching anything. It's about me possibly spreading it. I mean, everything you touch, you got to be conscious of, I feel like.
Do you see any silver lining to this experience and the situation, either changing your perspective or your behaviors on anything?
You know, systems are collapsing. This has never really happened before. It's so worldwide that I think the silver lining in all of this is that we need a change. You know, systems aren't, things aren't working so well anymore, and we really just need a big change, and we're not doing it ourselves. It's time for nature to tell us, keep us in check, I guess. It sounds weird, but I mean, we as, you know, a human race is messing up this world so much that the world is kind of like pushing back.
That's a great way to put it. Well, is there anything else you'd like your community to know about how the virus is impacting students right now?
The thing is, it's just a bummer. You know, we're all dealing with it the best ways that we all can, but it's such a bummer. This was, graduations are getting canceled. I'm a junior. I don't know when I'm going to take the SATs. I don't know how any of us are going to pass classes, how any of us are going to keep ourselves educated. This online schooling isn't graded. It's, you know, some kids don't have access to online schooling because they can't take attendance for these classes. They can't grade our work. So I don't know how student lives are gonna be affected by this, and I don't think anyone really knows yet. So we're kind of just taking it step at a time. I think that's just how everyone needs to look at it, is like, well, what are you gonna do today, you know?
Okay, my name is Kylie Orff. I'm a senior at Roaring Fork High School.
How are you doing with the isolation?
It's been really crazy, you know. Everything's being canceled, shut down. We're out of school until April 17th as of now. Not sure how that's going to work. There's just a lot of uncertainty in this time, and it can be unnerving. I've just been keeping myself busy with homework, with work, and just exercises and everything, trying to keep myself sane in this time. But it's scary. A lot of people are going through a lot of uncertainty right now. And I guess we'll just have to wait and see what happens and see when it all ends.
Yeah. School is not going to be closed for just 2 weeks, but that it's going to be a bit longer. So as a senior, how is that impacting you?
So they sent us an email saying that we'll be out of school until April 17th, but we're still going to be sent resources. I'm not sure how that's going to work. I'm not sure if we're going to do online school yet or anything. But as a senior, just wrapping up the year like this is scary, you know, and seniors looking forward to all the celebrations that like comes with their last year, like prom and graduation. We're all scared that those things are going to be canceled. Hopefully they're just postponed. Like prom was supposed to be on the 18th. Hopefully it's postponed instead of canceled. And hopefully our graduation is not canceled. I try not to think about that because that's a really sad thing that we worked so hard for all these years and just not being able to celebrate our family and friends at a ceremony or at parties and everything, to just be able to like say thank you for like helping me get where I am now and helping me graduate from high school. So that's something that's in the back of my mind.
Yeah, that's scary for sure. Being that we are in an environmental class together, Do you see any silver linings in this virus and how it's impacting our societies?
I think there is a bit of a silver lining that people aren't talking about enough, that people are social distancing, people are staying home a lot more, which has had a positive impact on our environmental situation here, because there's a lot less carbon emissions. There's just a lot less pollution going on. I think this will be beneficial for our environmental future, because we're able to see the big impact that human life every day has on our environment. Even if it's cut down a bit or significantly, it has positive benefits for our environment, because humans do have a major impact that people don't realize enough, I think.
Do you think it's a lesson that will stick?
I think when everything's over with the virus, things will resume as normal. But I think we'll have a lot more knowledge about our impact on the environment and how reducing our day-to-day activities can be beneficial. I'm not sure if that'll be lessened at all once the craziness of the virus has lessened or gone away. But I think people will be more aware of the power of their impact.
My name is Esther Mercado. I am 17. I go to Basalt High School, and I'm a youth radio DJ and part of the board for anything. I first found out about COVID-19 through social media. It was everything everybody was posting, and then it eventually ended up in conversations with my friends and with my family.
What was the first messaging that you saw within social media? What were you hearing about this virus?
That it has started in China, and that it has started affecting a lot of people. And at first, I really didn't think it was that bad, but then I heard that they kept building new hospitals for new patients, and that the number of patients kept increasing every single day. That's when it started to like, oh, this is actually serious.
So in the days before school closed, how were your friends and your teachers reacting to the virus?
I don't know. We were all we were not obviously relaxed, but we were calm enough to understand what was going on and what we had to do. Most of the teachers were obviously like, well, if they close, you're going to have to do this at home and do that at home. And for us as friends, sometimes we would make jokes about it, knowing that like it was actually true, but we had to like bring ourselves up, because if we were all scared and everything, it would be totally different.
Totally. So when schools closed, how did your family react?
We immediately started to think what we were going to do. We didn't go stress shopping or anything like that. We just told ourselves that we had to remain calm. We had to wash our hands, and that we were going to have to find ways to entertain ourselves, because my mom was not going to let us go out, because she knew it was going to be a bad idea if she did that. So we were taking caution of everything that was going on.
So what kind of things have you been doing at home to keep yourselves busy and entertained?
I've been a lot in my phone, which is probably not a good idea, but we've been also been cleaning. We're exercising, been reading books, drawing, doing all the stuff that I normally wouldn't be able to do during a school day, because I would be so busy. But I've heard that other schools have started the online classes, and if they do start the online classes, well, that's really good for us, so we don't lose time in school that we would miss or anything like that.
So how have some of the new policies and closures impacted you the most?
Well, I'm currently not working anymore, because I would work at a restaurant, but now the restaurant's closed. So I'm currently not working. I haven't seen my friends since we left school that Friday. So we're all just a little bored at home, because there's really nothing to do.
Do you have siblings?
Yes, I do. Vanessa, she is 12, and Fernando, who is 7. Mm-hmm. And my little brother, she's probably the one that gets bored the easiest. And he wants to go outside, play in the park and everything. It's just like, we cannot, I'm sorry. Mm-hmm.
It sounds like you've been practicing, you and your family have been practicing more self-isolation rather than social distancing. Can you tell me a little bit more about what that's been like for everybody?
It's kind of hard for everybody since everybody is like wants to be moving around, wants to be busy, wants to have something to do. Since we really don't have anything to do, we all kind of get grumpy at times, but we understand that's just because we're just bored and we need to do something. And so we try our best to entertain ourselves and each other and find something that all of us could enjoy in the little time we have.
Yeah. Do you feel hopeful that things are going to return to normal anytime soon?
I hope for the best. I really hope that this ends, or at least gets a little bit better, because it's really affecting everybody. Like, my dad is not going to work for 30 days. I'm not going to work for 30 days. And we're just nervous to see how everything just sets into place. And hopefully everything ends and everybody's life goes back to normal, gets even better.
Yeah, how do you think lives might get even better from this?
Well, we're going to understand that the simple things can create a big chaos. Like, not washing our hands created this problem. And if someone tells, like, if the government or, like, the doctors tell us, don't go outside because you're sick, we should understand that that's for a reason. And people are just probably going to be more conscious about that and being more clean.
Is there anything else you'd like your community to know about how the virus is impacting students specifically?
Well, I don't know if any of the adults know about this, but seniors this year are pretty much not going to have anything like prom or graduation, or some schools even canceled their own graduation because of the virus, and it's affecting the seniors. So if they ever see like a senior, just like tell them that it's going to be okay, everything's going to be all right. Yeah, I'm a junior, but I have a lot of senior friends, and they're all kind of stressing.
How is that impacting you and your friends who can't graduate, or, you know, who are graduating but can't have the traditional ceremonies? How are they reacting?
I guess, like, they're all a little upset. Like, you work your 4 years of high school for graduations that walk across the stage, and to have those opportunities just, again, taken away from you when you're so close to graduating, too. Like, they're knocking themselves down, and they're like, I could have done better and all kind of stuff, but it's really not their problem. And they should just think a little bit more positive about that.
Is there anything you're looking forward to in this downtime?
Being more connected to my family and just us as a community, as neighbors and everything, just getting together and helping each other in times of need.
My name is Andy. I am 12. I go to Ross Montessori, and I am a youth DJ for Andy Zanka.
All right, Andy, when did you first find out about COVID-19?
I first learned about it in the newspaper when it was still just in China. I'm pretty sure it was the Aspen Times.
In the days before your schools closed, how were your friends and your teachers reacting to the threat of this virus?
Well, my friends, we were mostly taking it lightly and not really taking it very seriously. And the teachers were getting us to clean the classrooms a lot.
How is your family reacting to the closure?
Well, we are cleaning the house a little bit more. But otherwise, we're acting mostly as if it's spring break, mm-hmm. besides going places.
So are you practicing social distancing or social isolation completely?
Partially. We're not hanging out with friends or going places with a bunch of people, but we're still at home and going outside.
So how does that feel to be limiting some of your normal activities?
Way different than what we were expecting for spring break.
What were you expecting to do?
Go on a lot of adventures.
Well, what kind of adventures can you still go on, and what kinds can't you?
Well, we can still go on outdoor adventures, but we can't go to museums and stuff like that.
How have the new policies and closures been impacting you the most?
That we don't have our normal routine and it just jumbled everything up.
And is there anything that you would like to share with your community about how this virus is impacting kids like you and other students?
Well, when school closed, we just abandoned our project suddenly, and that was kind of sad because we were doing some fun projects. We were doing science fair, and that just abandoned itself. But this year we had science buddies, so now our buddies aren't connected with each other.
Some schools have been announcing that they're going to an online model because schools are going to be closed for a little bit longer than expected. Do you know if they're going to do that at Ross Montessori or not?
Well, for our school, it would be kind of hard to do that because it's such a materialized works. We use a lot of materials, so it would be hard to do online.
Well, what is Ross Montessori like? Why is it different than the other schools? Why would it be hard?
Because we don't take regular classes where we do a math class and then something else. We just choose works off the shelf.
But it's not as possible online?
No.
Do you feel nervous about these new policies being around for a long time, or are you feeling hopeful that things will return to normal in the next few weeks?
I think that things will turn back more normal.
What do you think people need to do in order to make sure that we can go back to normal in a few weeks?
Just clean stuff and make sure you wash your hands.
So my name is Quinn Wells. I'm 13 years old. I go to Carbondale Middle School, and I'm involved with the Andy Zinka Youth Empowerment Program because I do shows on, like, some Sundays.
When did you first find out about COVID-19?
I guess just from reading the news. And, like, I used to live in Thailand, and my friends over there, their school closed, like, a while before ours did. And so, like, that was big because it started over there in Asia a bit before in the U.S.
Some of the news has been changing a lot in the last few weeks. So can you describe how it's changed, and especially having friends overseas, what that has looked like?
So I feel like in the beginning, it wasn't really much of a huge threat or stuff. Well, I mean, it was in certain places, but not really here so much. And then all of a sudden, like, schools started closing down and stuff, and then restaurants are closed down. Thailand, I don't think it's so much closed down. Like, schools closed down right now. They're doing online school as well, but I don't think, like, restaurants are closed down. I'm not quite sure, but it's, I don't know. I feel like it's just escalated over here.
In the days before school closed for you, how were your friends and your teachers reacting to the threat of the virus?
My friends and I, we were kind of just, like, joking around. So I guess we didn't really realize, like, that it was so serious. And I feel like it's definitely a threat. It's not, like, a huge threat for, like, someone my age. We, like, joked around, and then it got, like school closed down, and then we're like, oh, geez, and we can't hang out, really. So we just, like, FaceTime and stuff.
How about your teachers? What was the change? How did it look like for them?
I think it was pretty consistent. I think they're going to be doing online school.
How do you feel about online school?
I feel like it would be good. I mean, I kind of would rather go to normal school because I can see my friends and see everybody. But online school, I think, is a good alternative.
So when schools closed for you, how did your family react?
Well, my parents are both teachers, so they kind of have to deal with the online school stuff. I mean, it's going to happen after spring break because we're on spring break right now. I don't know. They're okay with it. We still go outside and stuff, but we're just being cautious.
What kinds of things are you doing now with the school closures?
We go out, like, hiking or skiing every day, and we spend a lot of time together, I guess, doing, like, other activities, like making puzzles or, like, painting stuff, I guess.
There are two terms floating around out there. One is social isolation, and the other is social distancing. Do you know what the difference is between those two?
I know the social distancing is keeping away. Is social isolating, like, when you just, like, don't go anywhere at all?
Exactly. Yeah. So which one of those are you and your family practicing now?
I think we're doing more social distancing. It's just that it's like kind of hard to stay inside all the time. It gets kind of boring.
What's it like social distancing, you know, keeping a few feet away from everybody else in your life besides your family?
I feel like it's a little tricky. We're not like totally doing that all the time because we're still meeting with other people, but like not really like giving like hugs or anything.
Do you feel like there are any silver linings or positive experiences from this virus?
Yeah, I think that like, because I feel like, well, my family, we've been going hiking and stuff and being outside is great and spending more time with your family. I don't know. It's kind of fun sometimes.
So are you feeling more nervous or hopeful that things will return back to normal in the next few weeks?
I'm feeling a little hopeful because I miss seeing my friends. But I don't think I'm nervous at all. I think I'm just kind of like not feeling anything really about it. Like I'd be fine having like online school or being quarantined for more time. Maybe I'm hopeful to not have coronavirus. I'm not nervous about it.
Well, is there anything else that you'd like to share with the community about how the virus and all of the closures are impacting students like you?
Just like stay careful and it's okay to go outside as long as you're like social distancing. Have fun.
My name is Hallie Zander, and this has been a collaboration between the Andy Zanka Youth Empowerment Program and KDNK.